and welcome to another episode of the Roach Coach Podcast, the journey to create the new metal canon. My name is Lauren Kozlowski. With me, as always, the Indigo Angel, Jennifer Bloomer.
Hello.
And the original Roach Rider, Mr. Matt Noz.
Keep it rolling, baby.
There we go. Today, we are handling Third Strike.
Third Strike!
Recommended by our good friends over at the Discography Discussion Podcast. They said, you got to do Third Strike. If you are a new metal podcast of any worth, you got to do Third Strike.
Get on that Third Strike.
And we said, oh, we have worth.
So we're going to be doing that Third Strike.
That's right. So we're going to talk about Third Strike and everything and anything Third Strike. But before we get to that, we have got to talk about who's tweeting.
Who's tweeting?
Dan Musselman. What has he got for us, Jenny?
A couple things here. One is that he wants us to know that Taproot are doing a 20th anniversary show at the Token Lounge in Westland, Michigan on December 23rd. As longtime listeners will note, Westland, Michigan, where I grew up, and also the Token Lounge, where my high school reunion was held.
Yes.
He also sent us a message featuring an article about Wes Borland. It's called Wes Borland, Time Traveling Severed Heads, and his latest solo album.
All right.
I always like to keep tabs on Wes. So
gotta find out what's going on with him.
That's right. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. As well, we got a message from Chad Worrell. He said, I know and love that you guys mainly stick with the late 90s and early 2000s albums. However, since you opened Pandora's box with the Suicide Silence record, I would like to put my vote in for the newest nu metal band to emerge, Misanthrope by Dead.
Ooh.
This is not the first time someone has recommended we do Dead.
Now, I know, Lauren, you've listened to the album. You've even commented the words, I like it.
I kind of liked it. It's on my... Now, I've listened to it once. I've not run it through any kind of Kreisgau challenge or any other music critic challenge. But on the one listen, I was like, this is nu metal as fuck. So, with that in mind, we have talked about in the past that after...
With that in mind, I was just waiting for what comes next.
I know. With that in mind, we have talked about in the past, like you said, we opened Pandora's box when we did Suicide Silence. And it's, you can't put that back in the box. I don't know if we're going to do something newer right away, but down the line, I don't see why not.
Are you willing to put it on the list? I think that's the question. Are we willing to put it on the list?
Jenny, we haven't even talked about this like off air.
Oh yeah.
Should we put it on the list?
Sure. I mean, just because on the list. I mean, listen, not the to list. Like peek behind the curtain. Like, just because it's on the list doesn't mean we have to do it.
And there's like 100 records on the list last time.
Over 100 records.
And yeah. Chad, I'm not saying that we won't do it. It's just, you know, we burned our hand on the stove when we went into that Suicide Silence thing. So our burns have mostly healed, but maybe not yet. We also heard from Matt Karp, who is the author of Nu Metal Resurgence.
What?
Yeah, he said he was advised to check out the show.
Who advised him?
I don't know. They're the Nu Metal Advisory Board.
You mean the NMAB?
Yeah, the NMAB. NMAB, as they like to be called.
Ring, ring, NMAB.
Yeah. Matt, we noticed that you wrote a book on nu metal. We noticed that this nu metal podcast mentioned it. Check it out. So thanks for reaching out. It's always super exciting and cool to hear from anybody, really, and also people who are also, you know, trying to...
go the way of the roach?
That's right. We're sure that Matt wrote the book, too.
Go the way of the roach.
Did my nose start bleeding?
Yeah. No, we're okay. We've got this.
You're okay. You're okay. I do want to mention Chad had a postscript on his comment. He said, still fucking love you guys. Glad to see this podcast growing.
Aw. Huh.
Thank you, Chad. We fucking love
you. Well, then we'll definitely put it on the list.
There you go. And I know a lot of people are probably tuning in going, what's the status
on Matt's rules versus new metal new parents?
It's a lot of new metal math to do.
We have more comments than I think we've ever dealt with. We've got a couple, and I mean this in the best way possible, novels that we have to do some notes on.
We got some straight up hot takes.
Some very hot takes.
Very hot takes. Who knew? Who knew? Not us.
But we will discuss that very soon, probably in the very next episode. So stay tuned for that. But keep on tweeting, keep on Facebooking, keep on emailing us, roachcoachpodcast@gmail.com. Of course, keep leaving comments, ratings, reviews on iTunes for the Juggalo Hundo.
Juggalo Hundo.
100.
We're currently at 46.
46.
Reviews. 46. If my calculations are correct, that means we are 46% of the way there.
So keep on leaving those ratings and reviews. 100 reviews on iTunes. We will do a ICP episode for the Amazing Jekyll Brothers. Jenny will wear a hoodie. Matt will paint his face.
That is correct. I'll see if I can find a hockey jersey. Somebody's got to have one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, we know some hatchet riders. I mean, right. We got to do this up.
As Jenny has mentioned in the past, she is from Westland, Michigan. She has ready access to all of these things. So
that's right.
We got to call up some dead body men.
I already have a copy of the Jekyll Brothers waiting for me.
Whoa.
So don't worry about it. Mention once.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Boys, don't fight.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's fighting. Don't worry.
All right. Well, that's great. Okay. Well, then let's dive right in to the album of the week, Lost Soul.
Lost Angel.
Lost Angel by Third Strike. Jenny, when did this album come out?
This album was released on May 14th, 2002.
Ooh, come down.
Come down.
Right in the come down. Right in the come down.
All right. Jenny, any history with this album?
Nope. Never heard of them. That's it. Pretty cool. Pretty. Lauren, how about you?
Also, never heard of them. So, no history. At nods.
3 for 3.
All right. So, we are all coming in very
fresh.
Fresh. We're a couple of lost angels who just found Third Strike, really, if you think about it.
That's right.
Ooh, I like that.
Jenny, who's in this band?
This band is comprised of Jim, I'm going to say Korthe, maybe? K-O-R-T-H-E. Pronounce it however it feels right to you. The vocalist. Todd DeGucci on guitar. Eric Carlson on guitar. Gabe Hammersmith on bass. PJ McMullen, the drummer. And yeah, that's the band.
That's the band. Production. We got some old friends in the house, you guys.
What?
We got
some old friends. Two old friends. I'm going to introduce you first to Mr. Toby Wright.
Oh, Toby Wright.
Jenny, more importantly, who is backing up Toby on those knobs?
The Mud Rock.
That's right.
Mud Rock!
Toby on those knobs.
Assistant Toby on them knobs, baby.
That's right.
Yep. That's right.
All right. So we got two pros behind the boards. Two guys who really know their way around nu metal albums. I'm trying to think. Toby Wright was... He was fucking... God damn it.
Crushing it.
I had it and I lost it. God damn it. Follow the leader.
Yep.
You want a clean one?
No, let's just leave it in.
Taproot, Welcome, and Blue Sky Research. Slayer, Divine Intervention. Thanks for that one. Fear Factory, Transgression. Alice in Chains. No thanks for me, but thanks for many of you, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And right up top, it is producer credits, Third Strike, Lost Angel. What we're getting into.
That's right. This was a big thrift.
All right.
Initially, when you look at the package here, it says $4. But then above it, there's a sales sticker. And that, friends, is 99 cents.
That's that dollar bin.
And dollar when bin. I saw this, I said, 99 cents for this new metal jewel? There's got to be a catch. What's the catch? And the catch is when you're doing your initial listen on the CD in your car. When you get to track 8, it starts skipping like a motherfucker. And you gotta hop on over to Apple Music to finish it. So that was the catch, is that it's...
Did you think you were getting like an intense
like
remix?
The sweetest deal. Like, ah, oh, what a sweet deal.
Well, I knew it was scratched when I looked at it, and I was like, this looks like it's had better days. But I was like, we'll go. And I'm listening, everything's going fine. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, I think it just turned into like a perpetual scream. It was just like, ah, da, 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 da. And I was like, okay, that's not part of it. We got these liner notes here. A rarity. We have not seen too many of these. You got a straight up poster here.
Yeah, and it is the tiniest text.
Oh, yeah.
Get out your readers, everybody, because you're going to need them to get through this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've got a angel woman on the front cover.
Smokiest eyes I've ever seen, mm-hmm. my friend.
I mean, she definitely looks lost, and like she's covering her chest in a way that indicates to me that she had a top, she misplaced it, and now that's one of the things she's looking for while being a lost angel.
Well, I think you're exactly right. It's all black and white.
And on the back,
or. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not true white. I'm sure some person out there, our design nerd contingent, like, well, it's not true white.
It's also not ochre, but it's...
more of an eggshell. Eggshell. This eggshell in black poster. I assume this is on your wall now, Lauren.
Absolutely. I've got it up, and I'm just like, I hope this lost angel finds her top very soon. Behind her, you can see a bridge. I'm assuming some Los Angeles bridge.
Looks like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh. Even better.
Maybe she jumped off.
Oh. But she
can
fly.
That's a suicide bridge. That's like a notorious suicide bridge. I'm not just like...
It is. But she has wings.
They made that documentary about it.
She has wings, yeah. though.
Well, that probably, you know, I bet she didn't have those until after.
All right.
Well, I don't know what happens when you jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, but all right.
Okay, so we have who's in the band. We've got old friends producing. And the last thing we got to talk about, like I said, Joe from Discography Discussion Podcast, he said this is his favorite nu metal band of all time.
All right.
And so I said, when we're dealing with a mega fan, a super fan, dyed in wool dude, as we did on the Incubus episode. We had our good friend Tim Kay, who is Incubus for life. We had him write a little thing about why he loves Incubus. I asked Joe if he could write a little bit about why he loves Third Strike. This is what he had to say. The story that everyone liked to tell is that Korn invented nu metal. This is a fun story to tell. However, the more you define what nu metal is, the less that definition applies to Korn. The exact opposite is true about Third Strike, my absolute favorite nu metal band. Third Strike would define nu metal if we threw out popularity. Pretty good caveat. This band is groovetastic from beginning to end, all the way from Flow Heat to Hang On. If you don't believe me, get your checklist out and start listening to Lost Angel. Jim Korth sings with a smooth baritone and is clearly influenced by hip-hop. Gabe Hammersmith's bass is groovy and has a funk to it. PJ McMullen is there to groove and not to blow you away with double bass that doesn't fit. The band has two guitarists, Todd DeGucci and Eric Carlson, and in true nu metal fashion, neither of them wants to play lead. Guitarists listening to this record will notice the excessive use of sustained power chords. For the non-guitarist, thank you, an example would be Mike Mushock on the chorus of For You by Stained. Okay. The radio single No Light is definitely not the best song on the record, and good luck picking one that is your favorite. I can't give you my standout tracks because they're all great. I would write a paragraph about the cover song, but I don't want to spoil the surprise for Matt.
Oh, man. Okay.
What I will say is the added hip-hop verse, another staple of nu metal, is absolutely included. If the nu metal canon needs a headliner, Third Strike will not be the most popular contender, and that is a shame because Third Strike is, quote, new metal as fuck. Joseph Wren, discussmetal.com. Thank you, Joe, for that passionate piece.
Very all right. Nice. Very nice.
I'm ready.
All right. Without further ado, we give you Flow Heat.
So that's a pretty hot open, I'd say.
Tight band. Holy cow.
Tight. Jenny?
I liked it. That's my hot take. Something that happens much later in the album is something I cannot unhear now. So it's definitely impacting my experience of listening to this band, and I'm not going to be able to tell you what that is until much later, but I can tell you that on my initial listen I was like, okay, even like I don't even know if I'd call these vocals smooth boys necessarily, but I did like it. They are a tight band, and I thought it was a pretty strong open.
Yeah, I really think that the chorus on this like is right in the pocket. Like, these guys are like, oh, we got a chorus, we got a hook, you're taken care of. I mean, maybe it's because you got two pros in the booth, two guys who are telling you, listen, we know how it's done. Check Mudrock's resume, check my resume. I'm speaking as if I'm Toby. We know what we're doing, listen to us. And I think they listened. There's some pretty good rapping in the middle. I kind of was like back and forth, like, how do I feel about this guy's rapping? Ultimately, I fell on the side of like, I'm on board. I like it. It's not too meatheady. It's like cusp of meatheady, because it's, you know, saying things like can't let go, but then he's also saying like, check your mental health, like legitimately check your mental health for the good of your personal being, which you don't always hear.
Yeah, that's true. And I will say, I agree with the idea that this is like kind of textbook nu metal.
Yeah.
It's got like all the pieces.
Oh, yeah,
are
for
there.
Sure.
For sure. So, all right, cool. That was the opening track. Up next, we have Walked Away.
Feels so cold to be abandoned. I can't see past what you have done. Memories how to fade away. Now you want to come back.
I walked away from you, the fucking tears for the most years. I took the pain that I turned into hatred. So dead to me, no fantasy. My own blood is the enemy, remedy long gone. Death to be strong, let me move on. Kill the memories that I see all inside of me. From his belt to his ass to his fist. I can't believe this, I can't believe this. I locked you out.
If you're going to do a smooth boy chorus, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked, I'm sorry. I was deep in thought about something that is related to this, but I was thinking about something else. Now, I was thinking.
So what is life? I mean.
Guys, do you ever feel like there's a piece of your personal history that you just can't remember? Like 2 years of your life that are just completely gone. Anyway, what I was thinking is. It's almost too specifically everything perfect about nu metal.
Like this was.
It is so dialed in. You are 100% correct there, Lauren. Like, I like it. I like it a lot. Like everything that I've heard, I don't have a bad thing to say about it. And at the same time, I'm sitting here going, is there a grit that I'm missing? Is that coming? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean. I mean, it is weird because it does have that sense of, like, it is so perfect and so, like, everything. Like, because we've had bands in the past where, like, oh, this is checking all the nu metal boxes, but it tends to be, like, a little harsher, or they, you know, have a bunch of smooth boy stuff, or they don't know what to do with a pit or something like that. But these guys, they have the aggression, they roll in. Like, we haven't activated a pit yet, but these are all pit stokers for sure.
Oh yeah, like they would get you up and moving for sure.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jenny, go ahead.
I just feel like it's like that when you're working with someone at your office and they're new and they come in and it's like, "Oh, wow, Jake is like really proficient at his job." And he's so good at like tense company meetings at just making everybody see his side. And then like you have a company picnic and he brings like this perfect side dish that no one would ever think to bring. And then you're playing like catch or something and he's like, "Oh yeah, like I was a minor league pitcher," and you're just like, and he's really handsome too, and you're just like, I don't know, Jake. Are you like a Craigslist killer kind of guy? Like, why are you so perfect?
Hey Jake. Got a couple questions for you about where you were between 2000 and 2002.
serving soup at a soup kitchen. There were just a lot of really hungry people, and I couldn't sleep at night until I helped them.
Carry on.
Yeah, it's just
backs
like,
away slowly.
Maybe I'm unable to accept things that are good, and this is a deep psychological problem, but I do like this so far. I'm just like, maybe it's a little too good.
I mean, the other thing is we've been having a run lately on the show of what we've been calling nu metal maturity, where people are showing a level of self-awareness and growth that you don't normally associate with the genre. And this is another example. This chorus, stabbed in the back, filled with hate, nothing else to say because I walked away. Walked away from... you know, whatever this bad thing is, he just decided to move on. Songmeanies.com, not a ton of comments. The one I liked was from Egon. He said, "Really makes you realize how much it sucks to be stabbed in the back."
It came right from Egon Spangler. Sorry.
Yep. He says, I hate fake people. What's a fake person? A ghost.
That's right.
That's true.
Thank you, Egon Spangler, for visiting my website, songmeanies.com. All right. Up next, we've got Redemption.
All right, I hear you slowing it down.
Thank you.
We had to slow it down on that one. Customary third track slowdown. Jenny, what'd you think of Redemption?
I thought it was a customary third track slowdown. I can't say it, but that's what I felt.
You said third slack, and I was like, my third pair of slacks was a mess, guys.
Well, you could say they're slacking a little bit here. Maybe it was my subconsciousness. Yeah. I will say, this song, I was like, initially, I was like, this is about a codependent relationship. And then I looked at songmeanings.com, and holy shit, there's a lot of different ideas about what this is. What'd you think, Lauren?
I wrote down in my notes, I was like, before I even got to songmeanings.com, I was like, is this about addiction to drugs or a bad relationship and he's a controlling and stifling partner? And then I get down to songmeanings.com, everyone's confused. No one's for
sure. Well, one person who isn't confused is the Link Man who left this. This song is the bomb. I'm really feeling this song. If you start listening, I guarantee you'll be feeling it quickly. Third Strike's music has that effect on people, but it's spelled almost, I don't know. It's like enough that you get what it's trying to communicate, but it's...
Yes. Does it also end Shabba?
Yeah, I didn't want to read it in that accent, but that's like how it looks like it's meant to be read.
Third Strike are really irie.
Yeah.
What?
Highly irie.
Yeah, I mean, you have... This commenter's name is Stivoodoo? Street Voodoo?
Maybe Saint it's Street Voodoo. Voodoo.
Saint Voodoo.
Or Street Voodoo, whatever.
Two totally different things. They said, this song touches deep, yet I can't seem to figure out what it
is. Remember when Metallica put out Street Anger?
Yeah. My favorite street is Street Francis of Assisi.
Street Francis did all the good work on Pets.
Miss Undaz stood. From different parts of the songs, you can take it different ways. One perception is that the song is about a girl who faces depression and he's trying to help her. Feel addiction, take control. I know you'll run away. Reality is just fantasy again. That is how it sometimes feels. And the other is the obvious. He wants her and is saying that she will be his only one. I like the first concept better. It just makes it that much more alluring.
Ooh.
Okay. If you've got the time, Harmonical Fatigue has a line-by-line breakdown going through how it's about a threatening relationship, and after five paragraphs says, of course, this is my opinion. I might be insanely wrong.
I'm not just wrong. No, I'm insanely wrong. I'm so wrong someone could get hurt.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, he did leave a five-paragraph comment on songmeanings.com.
That's true.
So, Lauren, I'm asking you to don the cap of another side podcast that we've talked about but never done called Wig Talk.
Wig Talk.
These chords have a real Afghan wig feel to them.
That's a good point.
Like, let's see if we're at the, all I did was like pause it. So let's just see if it gets there. 'Cause now's the time to let you know. Like that phrasing sounds like, it's not Debonair, but it's off Gentleman.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. Is it the one like, I'll sell my ass to you, something like that? Yeah.
That's Be Sweet.
Well, yeah, it's...
Yeah, Be Sweet.
Yeah, that's it. We're all on Wig Talk right now.
I'm ready for Wig Talk. I didn't even have to look that up.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely going for... And we're going to talk about when we get to the music video for the single. But he's definitely... Yeah, feeling like more of a vibe, feeling like more of like... I don't want to put a lover man thing on there, but he's... He's a sensitive boy. I think, Jenny, you would agree.
Oh, yes. I appreciate his sensitivity. Just want everybody to know that. All right. Up next, we've got Blind My Eyes.
I boxes that you can't see. The blind leads the blind, one voice, one mind. Guess your mind never saw, so give up your soul to the TV god now. No struggle, no fight. When you show what is wrong and show what is right. Not a five, not a peep. Cause you have no say in the land of the sheep.
They are so close to, like, fully activating the pit. Like, the pit would go. I know it would.
The pit would go. Yeah.
I absolutely know that the pit would go, but I feel like...
I trust the pit to know to do
what it
needs to do.
The pit would know what to do. But guys, I don't know if it's the me. If it has to be me, because I'm a caller of pit activations. But as a professional pit activating caller,
absolutely, I would not disagree with that at all.
They get to 8, and I need that 9.5 to 10 to get me there. And I'm gonna say the words. They don't drop it. They don't gut it. You know what I mean? Where it's like, ha, the right hook. There it is again, the classic phrase. I need that right hook that knocks me out into the pit and gets me activated.
Think about classic pit activators that we've talked about on this show. The go-to, the obvious one.
Of course.
Bodies. Everybody talks about bodies.
Everybody talks about bodies. The other one that I keep thinking about a lot, you guys.
Or Gulo.
If you've got a pit and it is not activated, drop some more Gulo. Your pit will be fine. If you've got a sick pit, give it some more Gulo. Perk it right up. But let me tell you.
It's the echinacea really for like, pits.
I just see like a prescription ad, you know? Is your pit not feeling well? Shows this pit. It's a bunch of guys in tanks just sort of bumping into each other but not really doing anything.
Then they play Orgulo and it's a wall of death.
Yeah. Do not take Orgulo if you are allergic to Orgulo.
Don't take Orgulo if you have wink ankles.
Definitely don't take it if you're pregnant. Right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Straight up.
All right. Up next.
Before we go into it, there's a couple things that we got to mention about this song. It is a 100% literal wake up sheeple song because he says the land of the sheep. So I have to acknowledge that. Resist the system, light it up, let it burn, think for yourself, resist. It's a call to action on a level we don't normally see. And then I went to the comment section and I thought, what am I going to find? A bunch of people saying, yeah, man, fight the power. Yeah, my dad sent me to my room. It was terrible. And then commenter Artificial dropped some real knowledge. This song seems to coincide perfectly all caps, with the Kurt Vonnegut story, Harrison Bergeron. In it, a society is completely controlled by the government and media, and some people are quite literally blinded to make them equal to a lowest common denominator. Harrison was basically a, quote, Superman. He was very strong and very smart. If you read the story, fairly short, and then listen to the song, it makes perfect sense. So, this is definitely a first for us. Anyone making some sort of Kurt Vonnegut comparison to a nu metal song.
Well, now I'll be looking for it. Anywhere I can find it. All right. Are we ready for the next track? All right. Let's hop over to No Light.
the smoothest of boys.
Oh yeah, this is a straight razor shave.
No stubble on this boy.
Matt, if you can go to 220, because it gets sick at 220.
All right, here we go.
Test the best, check pride inside minds. Never the enemy, I ain't ever gonna deny.
I was so ready to activate.
Classic pit trick.
Welcome to Pit Tricks. Watch what I can make the pit do.
That's right.
I like that he says, I ain't never gonna dizzy.
Nice.
Well, from it. You won't. You will die.
Right.
But no one's calling it dizzying when you're dying.
The only thing that's guaranteed, baby, is we're all gonna die. Bummed out yet?
Look, I'm not here to lie to anybody. The only thing I know for sure is that one day we're all going to die.
Welcome to Pit Talk.
This is sort of a morbid time to bring it up, but the lead singer of this band did actually pass away.
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking
I'm
hell.
Sorry. I this no wasn't idea. The right time. It wasn't the right time for me to bring it up.
Fuck me. Come on.
What did he die of?
I didn't check. Okay. I figured I'd let him rest in peace. It didn't seem to be too. It said he died at home. So that's sad.
All right.
That wasn't the right time to bring that up. That's on me.
Perfect time. I realized when I was doing notes for this album and I was watching the video for this song that this was one of the videos that I believe Nick Jones or someone had sent us and asked that we do like a reaction video to watching it. We didn't get a chance to do that, but I did watch the video. And as I did on a previous app, I just took notes while I watched it. First, for all of our Worm fans, no worms in this video. I'm very sorry.
Too bad.
I mean, really, right now, that's all. Every music video I watch now, I'm like, where are the worms at? You know, like there was a new Bjork video and I was like, I bet you there's no worms in this. And I was right. So this quick notes I took tattoos, sad singing in front of graffiti, dirt bikes doing jumps over the band, dirt bikes jumping, a sad woman in a tank top fading away while lead singer sings. That was one of my favorite parts because I was like, oh, who's this lady? And then she just vanishes. But then, and I think this is the reason he wanted us to watch the video. The band is playing on this like rocky thing and there are clearly like a crowd watching them while they play. Very standard music video. I think we'd all agree, right? They start rocking so hard at the end that the stage they're performing on collapses all around them. And I think it kills everybody but the band.
What?
Yeah. Like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, wait a minute. There were all those people watching them perform. Where are they? They're all dead because they rocked so hard that they killed them all.
Everything.
And then I was like, and then I thought about it. Maybe that's what he's so regretful about is the stuff with him in front of the graffiti wall. Is he's like, oh, man, I rocked so hard. My girl, I asked this girl to come to a show, and we rocked so hard that we accidentally killed her. I know everyone's like, funny joke, Lauren, but seriously, in the music video, they collapse it and there's no more crowd anymore and there was a crowd there. They have to be dead based on the logic presented by this music video.
Everything has a price. Again, I'm not here to lie to anybody. The holidays are fast approaching.
Jenny's all real talk tonight.
Everything has a price.
That's all I have.
All right. Up next, we have Cities on Fire. We'll be right back.
All right, I'll go for it.
The pit has been activated by Matt Noss.
Pit activation.
My city's on fire. Modern day tragedy, crime on the rise, police brutality. My reality's BAD, cause the FACT of the matters get sad. Check it. No unity in my community, everyone for themselves, that's the way it's gotta be. Don't think twice in the false paradise. One step ahead of your head, don't take. Bro, my city's on fire. Step the fuck back, that flames get high. Bleed with me, bleed with me, bleed with me. Forever now, tell my time in a world full of crime. It's my turn to watch Babylon burn.
What's up, Lauren?
If I were in school and it was a new metal school and my pupil, that's the word I'm looking for, not a pupil, a pupil.
My pupa,
if it was a insect, turned in this song, I would give them an A+ and say, you can go home early.
I agree. 'Cause
you got it done.
They got it done. They finally activated the pit. I was super happy about that. And they slowed it down immediately after, but that was only the catch your breath portion. Brought it right back up. They didn't abandon what got them there in the first place.
That's right. Jenny?
Loved it. City's on fire. A+.
I'm going to read you a quick lyric I wrote down that I loved. I can smell the smoke. Shit, my city's on fire. I love it. Maybe one of my favorite lyrics that I've read. Like, because the fact that he's like, shit, my city's on fire. Like, what happened?
Ring, ring, alarm wakes you up. Huh? Oh, shit, my city's on fire.
It's the whole city. Fire. The whole city. Well, these song titles are really, really following each other quite nicely. Up next, we've got Breathe It Out.
Love that. Now he was, because I just looked up some information about this lead singer, he was an ex-gang member.
That explains the tattoos.
Lauren.
No, I'm not saying he has a lot of them, and he looks like he could have been an extra on like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, it looks like my guy pushed some pretty hard time. Looks like he got out of prison, reformed from drugs, left a gang, all before he joined Third Strike.
Maybe this was his Third Strike.
Right. Like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a religious thing because it had three in it, but the Third Strike thing is pretty fucking obvious. I am not always smart.
But I do appreciate you went to the Bible first.
I always go Bible first when I don't get something.
Ah, this has to be a Bible. Well,
I got a real POD vibe from this. Did you guys?
Yeah, this definitely has that Youth of a Nation feel. Different pace, different rhythm, but definitely that kind of like story version of rising up.
On songmeanings.com, sometimes all you need is one comment to create either a firestorm or unity or a united firestorm. And today, that commenter is fucked underscore 420.
Classic name.
Yes.
Who said, this song is so awesome if you really listen to it. And it's a good stoner song because you can just sit back and relax. And let me tell you, no one
everyone was mad.
That statement.
I'm mad.
Egon said, wow, that was the most loser thing I've ever heard said on this site. A good stoner song because you can just sit back and relax? If you wanted to, and if you like the music enough, you could sit back and relax all you want to, anything you feel like listening to. Jesus. Egon
is on point with this comment.
Egon's on point. And then Warren Wheel said, yeah, fucked. That was about the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But to me, this song sounds like a mixture of POD and Trust Company, even if Third Strike was around before Trust. But yeah, and then other people would just be like, yeah, stupid fucking thing you said.
Everybody was there for the pile on.
Which is what I go
That's
to Johnny's
right.
site for.
I also thought it was a pretty hot take that Egon said it was the most loser comment he's ever seen on the website. This was posted in 2002, but I feel like that's just around the time. I don't know. I think Egon should do a little more looking
just
around.
Just a little bit more poking around.
It was pretty dumb, but...
Not the dumbest.
Yeah, you should follow Muzzy's commenting history if he's looking for the most loser things. But all right. Up next,
I'm so excited.
All
I'm so excited.
Lies.
Oh, activate that pit.
Like hard. I feel like he was like an anti-vaxxer or something.
He goes after everything. Everything that he talks about in this song, fucking lies. Jenny, what are some of the things that he says are fucking lies?
Can I just tell you my favorite one?
Absolutely.
Caucasian Christ.
Let's just get it out there. Caucasian Christ, fucking lie.
ADD.
Fucking lie.
Knight in shining armor.
Fucking lie.
Plastic smile.
Fucking lie.
Trust in man.
Fucking lie.
Marital vows in general.
I don't know about that one, man.
I knew. What? You marrieds would come after that, but I'm here to tell you, someone who's never been
fucking
married. Fucking lies, man.
So, I want to... Before I get into what I'm about to say, I want to start with, I love this song. So I just want to get that out there so nobody come at me.
Dude,
but
there were some people ready to come in, guns blazing. So right. Thanks for the heads up.
All right. Yeah. I love this song. All right. That is not a lie. You cannot put my love for this song in this song because it is the truth. All right. But this song, I feel like, I don't know if it was an intentional parody, but I'm pretty sure that the guys in Lonely Island almost do an exact parody of this song in Popstar with the song Things in My Jeep, which they did with Linkin Park. And I didn't know it was Linkin Park. If you see the movie, they only play a part of it. So I found the whole song on Apple Music, and it's literally like a Linkin Park song, but it's a nu metal song. Can you pull it up real quick, Matt?
Of course I can.
Yeah, it's from the Popstar soundtrack. It's called Things in My Jeep. And I feel like you guys will notice it right away.
Here we go.
socks and gloves, condoms and blue blockers, dress shoes, a Sharpie and three quarters, a football, hacky sack, frisbee in the back, and a baseball cap, two folding chairs, and a Rondack, and a mini cooler full of healthy snacks, beach towel, sunblock, surfboard, and a sleeping bag, bottled water, cashew nuts, extra socks, and American flag, old boots, paper towels, shop girl, a novella, deodorant, house keys, sweatshirt, an umbrella, a golf club, basketball, bug spray, a laundry heap, a pocket knife, a battery, these are the things in my Jeep.
I don't know.
You just
it just
wanted us to
me.
Listen to Lonely Island. I see I what just, you mean, though.
Yeah.
But I, to me, the cadence was straight Dead Milkman, baby.
One, two, three, huh. Little Billy, drunk on beer, pops down behind the steering wheel.
Oh,
finding
wow.
Pukes on a brand new dress. Wonders who clean up the mess.
Oh, come on, guys. Dead Milkman for life.
Wow, that was...
Well, I don't have
wow,
anything
man.
To compare this song to.
Jenny, normally you're very prepared.
I guess I really shit the bed today. Don't have anything to compare all lies to. What is this world coming to?
You know what, though? It's okay, because in the comments, commenter misunderstood said... He's speaking about how everyone is just in denial and that everything is basically just fucked up. From the lyrics, I'm feeling his anger. Can't wait to listen to how it sounds.
Uh-huh. All right.
Ah, man.
The old reverse reading the lyrics, listening thing. I get it. I get it.
I'm with you.
Hey, what's more important to you, music or words, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Up next. We got Strung Out.
Another hot chorus.
Great, yeah.
These guys just got apparently, they were just in the studio with a big bag of hot choruses, and they got, you know, Mud Rock or Toby's like, what do you got? He's like, don't worry, I got another hot chorus for you. Jenny?
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
So we're 9 songs in. It sounds like there's 12 tracks on this album.
That's right.
How respectful of this is this album of our time? Although I feel like it's pretty respectful.
It is respectful of our time. It comes in at 40 minutes and 5 seconds.
Holy crap.
That's right. Again, yeah. It's very respectful of our time, unlike us most of the time.
Just me.
Want to point out our hypocrisy.
Me yammering on.
Oh, it's not. It's all of us together. Our combined yammer.
So I do want to mention songmeanings.com. People are fed up. In the comment section,
yes,
with people not getting this site. And so some people were guessing at what it's about. Commenter Vero, he's had it. He said, have you ever even heard this song? It's obviously about drugs. And then he quotes some lyrics. He goes, Jesus Christ, people on this site never know what the hell they're talking about.
But Tasia 08...
Yeah.
Was like, okay, this is the comment. I smoke, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I'm a dog. I love clothes. I'm addicted to money, cars, and hoes. It says Moe, but I think they just forgot the N.
Mm-hmm.
Is that from the song?
I don't think so. I think they were just letting people know.
Yeah.
And then Vero is so mad that he comes back and he says, I still can't believe that you have no idea that this song is about drugs. If you listen carefully, you just might catch it. Jesus.
Vero.
It's a pill that gives worms to ex-girlfriends. Jeez.
Vero, just, you know, it's all right. He had a long day. He's been working with Jake. He's sick of how perfect Jake is.
Mm-hmm.
So he just comes let off a little steam.
I mean, imagine there you are. You've just listened to the song Strung Out. Pretty clear it's about drugs. You go to songmeanings.com just to see everyone agree with you, and they don't get it. And you just crack. You just lose it.
Yeah. It's like, is anybody even on the same fucking planet as me? It's called Strung Out.
Come on.
It was, you think it's about strings? Is this about weaving? I get it, Vero.
Wake up, sheeple.
I was in that level of rage of a mood earlier today. So as I'm laughing at it now, I understand. It was just like, okay, yeah, all right, Ted. Okay, you can't even open the door. You can't open the door. What is this? Your first day with fucking hands? Like, just everything was making me mad. So I feel you, Vero. But you know what? You just got to persist. Keep going. Not here to tell you any lies. Just got to move forward, as we will. Up next, Lisa.
You convince yourself you have nothing. Wish I could have said something to make you change your mind, but it's done, it's too late. No, everything is wrong. No, everything is wrong. Now that remember when we used to be friends, those high school days are a haze. Now I'm amazed how the years slipped away, memories faded. But you were always a queen to me. It's sad to see this loss is a tragedy. No lie, playing on my sanity. Now I shed those tears for your family and everyone.
Well,
so I'm gonna say what everyone's thinking. Is this the same Lisa from the Ben Folds song?
Jesus
Christ. That's what everyone was thinking, yeah.
All of us, we are like, is this what Brick is about?
Yeah. No. I'm gonna say no. But now the album cover makes a lot more sense to me, because the song does seem to be about a woman who committed suicide. The Golden Gate Bridge is
notorious
suicide spot. So that's pretty sad.
Yes. There are two comments in songmeanings.com where two people write what sound basically like street teamer, sort of, this song is one of the best songs I've ever heard. This is my favorite song on their CD. But then neither of them can agree on when the CD comes out. One guy says May 7th. The other guy's like, no, it's May 14th. May 14th guy obviously is right. Commenter Remain Insane 2003 said that this song helped them not commit suicide. So that's great.
Yep.
Asshole Baby 23 said, I downloaded this song because I was bored and my name is Lisa. I mean,
why not? I would download. I don't think that's weird. I'm going to throw it out there.
If I saw a song named Lauren, I'd be like, I will listen to this song, bored or not. There aren't really any. Jenny, you got a ton of songs. Your name.
Oh, though. Yeah.
You're all set.
I'm good.
Are there any Matt songs?
Not a ton.
Not a ton. Gotta be honest with you, kiddo.
Gotta be honest with you, baby.
Oh, Prowlore. It's always there to console the children who don't have songs written about them.
When I'm in the bush, no one gets a song.
Yeah, no songs called Prowlore.
There ain't a song in the world for Prowlore, baby.
When we go to Disney, they'd never have a license plate with my name on it.
But I'll tell you what, every Tom Waits album sounds like it was written for me.
So true.
But she said, after I downloaded it, I really listened to it, and it's such a beautiful song. Suicide isn't the answer. I have a friend that always talks about it, and I wish you could hear this song and realize how much it hurts the people around you. There you go. This, once again, lyrics helping people. Jenny, did you have anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
All right, up next.
Here it is.
Buckle up. Paranoid. Matt's struggling with this.
So I was going to say earlier that he has an Aussie lilt to his voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when we were talking about the first song and I was saying there's something that I just can't unhear. It's Aussie.
Yeah. He's
every time he sings
certainly
like that.
Has an Aussie lilt.
What does lilt mean?
Like quality.
Oh, okay.
Affectation.
All right. I'm just trying to learn.
Yeah.
I'm going to use lilt. I like it.
Yeah.
I agree. He does have an Aussie lilt. And the Aussie lilt is what has been haunting me.
It's on full display in that song.
Yeah. Which I guess it's supposed to. Lauren, yeah. What do you think?
I'm going to go to my notes. I'm not sure this is good.
It's a
the guy,
cover.
The guy does a decent Aussie, but the original already rocks. And I feel like a nu metal cover should take some unrocking song and make it heavy. So this cover feels redundant.
I would agree.
I mean, I'm not saying that there's aren't covers of heavy songs, and you know, but
it's a facsimile of the song rather than a reimagining of the song.
Yes, and there was another cover of we'll talk about it in a later episode of and I'd heard it was a cover of a song I love. And I was telling Jenny, I was like, it made me mad. Like, they fucked it up. And hearing this, I like immediately went and listened to The Real Paranoid. And I was like, nah, here, this is the stuff. And I just couldn't. When we talked about it on the Orgy episode, like Orgy Blue Monday, The Real Blue Monday, I feel like they can coexist, you know? But I feel like this, like, I feel like the original Paranoid immediately renders this version like moot. Like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I'll tell you what Cups of Reality thinks. Songmeanings.com. Cups of Reality says, welcome to the reality of life. The song is sort of pointing out that life goes on, no matter what. So make the best of it while you've got it and don't let anything drag you down. I'm going to take that advice and not let what I would consider to be an unnecessary cover drag me down here. Not feeling it. Not terrible. Did make it impossible for me to listen to the rest of this album without knowing that he knows he sounds like Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, Matt. Anything else from you?
Not really.
Are you sure there's nothing you want to get out?
Hey, guys.
No, I'm fine.
I don't think he... All right. So there's an analogy I use all the time.
Oh, lies! That's what you were saying. Lies.
No, there's an analogy I use often that, you know, things like being able to mimic Ozzy's voice is a spice, like pepper. and that nobody wants a plate of pepper. You know, mm-hmm. you want it to season. I feel like he's been using it in this album as a seasoning instead of the main ingredient. But I now have a song where it's the main ingredient and it's not what I want.
Yeah, it's like if someone, you can eat at a place a lot of times and the food can have pepper in it, maybe more than you're used to. But if you go there one time and they serve you a plate of pepper, every time you go back, all you're going to taste is the pepper.
Right.
That's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I've been tasting pepper for 11 tracks.
Interesting. Interesting.
Good analogy.
Yeah.
Well, all shit, right. Forget the here rest we of the are. Album. Just kidding. Last one. Hang on.
The past is gone, fading like the sunset. Fills me up inside, dropping like a death threat. Well, I'm a lover and then a fighter, no easy rider. Just like my fallen brothers watching over me. Hip to the game, but the game brought the pain. Staring at the walls, I'm wondering how I'm gonna make it out. Destiny to victory. You gotta run before you crawl. You must rise above it. Listen up to your life. All your dreams are misguided. Hang on.
I'm glad they put it at the end. What did you think? What did
Jesus you think, Jenny? Christ.
I think we could have gone ahead and
had an 11-track album.
How about 10?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I would have been good with 10 tracks. Those last two weren't for me. Lauren?
Yeah. Nah, I mean, it was this funky rap, almost reggae, and then the backing vocals came in, and I was like, no, I'm not here. It's sincere, but I know. And then, yeah, and the thing is that I'm with the record all through those first 10, and the thing is that you chop these last two off, you got, what, like a 30-minute album? Perfect. So, yeah, I didn't care for this one. Matt?
It's a slow boy. It's a reggae boy-ish. It's a closer. It's closing it out. Kind of final thoughts type thing. Didn't do too much for me. It didn't offend me. It's mellow. Yeah. It's relaxed. It's the last song.
Yeah. So that does bring us to the end of the album. And now the part in the show where we talk about the nu metal canon. And whether or not this deserves a spot in it. Jenny, thoughts?
Well, I do think it was a very good album overall. I liked it a lot.
Yes.
The things that stood out to me, I guess Cities on Fire, absolutely. I also loved mm-hmm. All Lies. Those were the standout tracks for me. Lauren, what do you think?
Those are my two picks as well. I wrote that this is, you know, largely nu metal as fuck. The rapping is clunky but charming. The Wake Up Sheeple song, the All Lies song, very great. And I wrote, not sure about the whole thing. Last two songs stink.
Yeah, the last two songs really, that's when you find out about Jake's past. Jake played bongos in what? Yeah, I wasn't feeling those last two tracks.
What do we think about the Wake Up Sheeple song, Blind My Eyes?
I liked Blind My Eyes it was just tough for me when I was hearing full Ozzy in certain parts.
Cities on Fire, All Lies. I mean, I would definitely stack those in for sure. Matt Nas, thoughts?
Yeah, I would be good with those two for sure. I don't think the whole thing goes in. I was thinking about our talk on discography discussion, and when I talked to Joe about sequencing, and I hear it in this album. I think the pacing of this album is really, really good. I think the layout of this album is really good, but I do feel that the last two songs feel a bit tacked on.
Yeah.
Which he would probably disagree with, and that's fine. You know, that is exactly what if somebody said the same thing about something I thought was the pinnacle of something, I would probably disagree as well. Mm-hmm. But that being said, those two songs, I feel like everything that he wrote in this letter about this being a textbook, good example, good checklist of a new metal record, it held mm-hmm. up. He was right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And at the same time, there were parts of the album where I was like, it's so good of an example, it's not exemplary. You know,
and damn.
Except when it activates a pit,
which is, again, you know, the whole thing that we battle with this, where it's like that personal preference of the three of us coming in and overriding something mm-hmm. else, where it's like, I needed to go that extra step. I needed to be the, it comes back to the canon. I want it to be the best mm-hmm. of the best. We may not always see eye to eye. Cold Chamber.
Don't make us ground you again. You just got ungrounded.
But at the same time, I'm not hearing dissension here. I'm hearing unity. So I'm good with those two.
All right. Well, there you have
it. All right. Yep. Cities on Fire and All Lies by Third Strike in the new metal canon.
Yay. Welcome, Third Strike.
There we are. Welcome. And that does bring us to the end of another episode. Thanks so much for listening. Keep on saying hello on Facebook and Twitter. Give the old Facebook page a like.
Welcome all our new fans on Facebook. We've gotten quite a few in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Welcome. And, keep on tweeting, Facebooking, email roachcoachpodcast@gmail.com. Keep on leaving those 5-star reviews on iTunes for the Juggalo Hundo. And, until next time, Jenny, thank you.
Lauren, thank you. Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.